WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Many public radio stations are fundraising this week and are using this time for a pledge break. Those of you hearing our show uninterrupted will hear a new special series this week. The many different kinds of music that make up our pop landscape these days usually started with small record labels with a vision, run by people who took chances on odd and unusual music in the hopes others would hear what they heard. In this special series, rock historian Ed Ward looks at the labels that shaped today's music. He begins with Specialty, where black rock and roll was born in the 1950s.
Rock and roll began, as we're told, when white kids started buying records by black artists. And while Elvis certainly had something to do with that, it's important to realize that there are people putting out records that he bought before he ever thought of recording himself. After World War II, hundreds of tiny companies emerged to record black and hillbilly talent, and few of them were as crucial to what we now think of as rock and roll as was Specialty Records. Specialty started when a young man named Arthur Goldberg came to Los Angeles in 1938 to study at UCLA. He couldn't find a job in the movie industry, and a childhood love of black gospel music led him to start recording the blues he'd heard in LA's clubs. Starting with nothing, it took Specialty a while to get going, but when Art Roop, as Goldberg now called himself, found bandleader Roy Milton, he was on his way. Hucklebuck was a dance craze, a hit record, and, along with recordings by Jimmy Liggins and his Honey Drippers, the beginning of Specialty's time in the sun. Roop's next find was a blues poet. There's no other way to describe Percy Mayfield.
Heaven, please send to all mankind understanding and peace in mind. But if it's not asking too much, please send me someone to love, someone to love.
This was a smash in 1950, and Specialty started looking out of LA for talent. They found it in New Orleans in 1952. With Fats Domino on piano and Dave Bartholomew's band backing him, Lloyd Price was on the R&B charts for fully half of the year with Lottie Miss Claudie, and it was one of the first black records to cross over to white record buyers. With blues paying the bills, Roop started recording gospel and made some immortal records like this one by Alex Bradford.
I'm too close to my I'm too close to turn back into a world of sin. And I wouldn't take nothing for my journey right now. Lord, you know I'm just gonna make it to heaven. I'm too close.
Although Atlantic's Jerry Wexler is credited with inventing the word soul to describe a kind of music, Roop is known to have used it too, and certainly records like Too Close to Heaven prove that he knew what it was. He He had a knack for finding great voices.
One more river to grow
before I reach my journey's end.
One more river to grow
before I'll be free from sin.
Soul Stirrers, for instance, had a superb young singer named Sam Cooke who would figure in the Specialty story. But it was another singer, recorded in New Orleans, who put Specialty on the map for once and for all. Little Richard had sent a demo tape to Roop, including a spoken plea to record him, and Roop sent his main man, Bumps Blackwell, to New Orleans to do it. Richard was the beginning of black rock and roll, thanks to his voice, his frenetic piano style, and, perhaps just as important, the rock-steady beat of Earl Palmer, the first modern rock and roll drummer. Things began to fall apart for Specialty, if not for Roop, about 1958. Little Richard had a religious conversion and quit recording. Lloyd Price was wooed away by a major label. Roop began paying more attention to his real estate and oil businesses and left much of the daily work in the hands of an ambitious young man named Sonny Bono. Roop disapproved of Sam Cooke recording secular material, so Cooke broke with him. By 1960, he was pretty much out of the business, so much so that in 1964, when Little Richard, who was performing again, called him from England to urge him to record a group he'd toured with, he turned him down. The Beatles went elsewhere, and Specialty became history.
Rock historian Ed Ward on Fresh Air.